Well, windy conditions, you think of wildfires, and chances are when you do think of wildfires, you think of Colorado or California. Here's one more pair of states to throw into that mix, Missouri and Kansas, or for that matter, just about any state hard hit by this drought. We're joined again this morning by Mark Nelson. He's the Missouri Department of Conservation's Regional Forestry Director, and he's monitoring the situation here in the Heartland when it comes to wildfires very, very closely. Mark, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back,
Steve. Twice in 1 week. You should be very proud.
I am honored. Thanks.
Well, you're leaving our show today. You're heading down to Clinton, Missouri to do what?
Well, I'm going to strap on the fire gear and help some of our crews that are on the fire line right now.
And there's fires going as we speak?
We do. We have a number of fires going today. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning, which means we have the potential for heightened fire danger. We have the dry conditions, windy, as you mentioned. Today is high fire risk.
How rapidly are the fires spreading down in the Clinton, Missouri area?
Up till today, we've not had much wind, so we've been very thankful. The wind is the new component now that really throws a wrench into the mix, and we could see very quick spreading fires, large fires. So we have reason to be concerned, but we have good crews. They're well-trained, they're well-equipped, and they're doing a hard, dangerous job.
Because the conditions almost couldn't be more ripe for wildfires right now, right?
It is. You know, this drought is deepening. Things aren't just dry. They're super dry. And when you combine the heat, today 103 to 105, depending on where you're at, and then a 30-mile-an-hour gusty wind, those are just the right recipes for high fire danger.
So even at these days, Mark, anyone who even has a cigarette and carelessly tosses that cigarette in the wrong place could set up a conflagration of one kind or another here.
Exactly. An ember right now has about a 90% chance of ignition. So that means 10 cigarettes thrown out of a car window, 9 of them will start a wildfire.
That's where we're at right now.
That's where we're at.
Well, how many fires do we have going as we speak here in the Midwest, in Kansas and Missouri? What's happening out there?
Well, realize that we have a lot of crews that are out and responding. So the fires, typically we're getting about a dozen fires a day over the past couple of weeks around the state of Missouri. Like I said, they've not grown too big because we've been thankful not to have the wind. Today we're throwing the wind in. And that is a whole different ball game when it comes to fighting fire, because now we're going to have to back up. We're not going to be able to save every acreage of forest or grassland, but we've got to think of safety of our fire crews. We got to think of saving lives and property, and we may have to trade acreage of habitat of forest and grasslands to achieve those objectives.
In other words, let some areas go ahead and burn, and you'll stop them at a more opportune place.
Exactly. We're looking for natural fire breaks. And you've heard the old saying, fight fire with fire. That's exactly how we fight wildland fires.
Tell us about that. What do you mean?
We use what's called backfiring, where we set our a fire line. Either we make it or we use an existing fire break like a road or a stream. And then we use special tools that drip fire, a mixture of gasoline and diesel, and we have a way to do that safely. And then as the two fires burn together, they burn the fuel that the main fire would need to continue on, and it puts it out.
And so that's the way that only a handful of men and women in your shoes can get out and handle something as unpredictable and as crazy as a wildfire.
Well,
right?
and rural fire departments, we train and equip a lot of rural fire departments across Missouri. They know how to use these techniques. We still use a lot of water. If we can get water to the fire, we will use it.
But that's oftentimes an issue, I assume.
It is, because we're talking about isolated remote places that a truck or a vehicle cannot get to.
You know, I understand what you said a few minutes ago, Mark, about the whole concern about wind and how that throws in another factor here, a wild card, if you will, into the whole fighting of wildfires. But given how dry things are, you would think that even without the wind, that fire would spread rapidly under these conditions.
Well, yeah, you know, we've get a lot of right now we're seeing a lot of equipment fires, brush hogs, hay balers. And all it takes is a piece of metal striking a rock, and there's your, again, 90% of embers will ignite, and that's going to start a fire. But thankfully, most of our fires, and I just pulled up the fire reports before I came over here, most of our fires are 1 acre or less since May. But we've had some big ones. We've had some fires that actually got up into the tops of trees. Right now, green vegetation will burn. That's how dry it is. Even if it is green, it'll still catch on fire.
So what's the biggest fire we've had so far here in the Heartland this year so far?
The biggest ones we've had have been down on the Mark Twain National Forest. I'm not sure. I think the largest I saw was 296 acres. But since May 1st, we've had 544 wildfires across the state of Missouri, and that burned almost 2,200 acres, I believe, is the figure. Typically, we have zero fires this time of year. Everything is typically green in the summertime. That retards fire, and we just don't get much fire in the summertime. So this is unusual. This is rare.
So as you sit here today, then, looking at these numbers and how unusual this is, are you getting a little anxious about what might be on the horizon for the state of Missouri in the next month or 6 weeks to come?
Yeah, as we continue to look at the long-range forecasting, we're not seeing much evidence of a change in this weather pattern. That obviously means that that risk of fire will continue, and then we just monitor day to day the fire risk each day and decide how we're going to implement our staffing, what kind of are we going to shift crews around like we did today. We've moved a lot of crews down into our higher fire-prone areas, and how do we respond and how do we stay fire-ready?
How many people do you have at the ready to go out and fight these things on the staff of the state of Missouri?
Well, in our fire zone, which is mainly down around Lake of the Ozarks and Truman Lake, that's our area of highest fire danger in this area. We have probably 36 people, but today we've upped that considerably. There's probably 40 or 50 people, maybe more. And then we have an entire state agency, the Missouri Department of Conservation. Most of the folks are fire trained, and those that are qualified have been trained in wildfire. We may be calling on them to help support and relieve our tired firefighters.
Meaning they'll leave their desks and actually don fire equipment and go out and help you out.
Indeed.
Wow. You said the highest danger is in the Truman Lake area. Why is that the area of highest danger?
We have a lot of isolated, remote, lots of habitat, lots of forest and grasslands. Truman Lake itself is owned by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and they own 100,000 acres of land surrounding Truman Lake, and it's all undeveloped land. And
so just dead trees galore out there.
Dead
lots of
trees,
fuel.
But live trees as well, grasslands, agriculture lands, places that are farmed. And a lot of our ignitions right now, like I said, are equipment, smoking, as you mentioned earlier, that is a significant. We're actually seeing lightning strikes cause fires in Missouri. We normally think of them happening out in Colorado and Wyoming, but we've had confirmed 10 lightning strikes ignitions in Missouri this year so far.
What else will start a fire? If you're out target shooting, could that be a problem?
It can be. Ricochets. Metal on rock creates a spark. So urge people, don't do any outdoor burning right now. Put any outdoor burning off until we get significant moisture, and we don't know when that's going to be. Debris burning. A lot of people, especially in rural areas, don't have trash service. They burn their trash periodically, weekly perhaps, and negligent or debris burning like that when you walk away. All it takes is a little gust of wind, and that spark goes into the tall grass, and then we get a phone call.
Hey, how quickly do these fires spread?
It depends. The terrain, you know, is it steep? If it's steep, a fire will spread quicker. Wind that's pushing a fire will spread about as fast as a person can walk under ideal conditions. So, you know, we don't often see entrapment issues. That's typically not a danger, although it has been in
entrapment,
rare
people getting stuck,
entrapped firefighters or people out in the fire arena. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, why does fire spread quickly going uphill?
Because heat rises.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay.
and it preheats the, we call it the fuel, the, mm-hmm. the leaves, the burnable materials ahead of it, and it preheats it and gets it ready to burn when the flame does hit it.
We're visiting with Mark Nelson with the Missouri Department of Conservation about the danger of fires, wildfires in Kansas and Missouri during this very hot season. Brian from Gladstone, welcome to the show.
Hi, I've got a question. How would somebody go about getting a job being a firefighter?
That's a good question. With the Missouri Conservation Department, we have require a forester, which is what I am, to have a four-year degree in forestry or one of the natural sciences like wildlife management or biology. We also hire on occasion what we call a resource technician and a resource assistant. Those require high school diplomas, but we're looking for somebody with good skills in agriculture because they're going to be running heavy equipment, looking for folks that like to be outdoors and are adaptable to that.
But what if somebody wants to volunteer to give you a hand here if things begin to get a little crazy?
They ought to go talk to their local fire department. A rural volunteer fire department, if you're out in the rural area, is the way to do that. We don't accept it. Conservation Department doesn't accept volunteers in our fire line because of the training that you have to go through. But volunteer fire companies are always looking for able-bodied folks.
I was going to say, they might need some help here.
They very likely will, yes.
So when you go to Clinton today, what are you going to do as you leave this show? What's going to happen?
I'll put on my fire gear. I will get a briefing from my incident commander on the scene, and he will tell me where the fires are, what's burning, where they need help, and then I will go and join them.
I'll be curious to get a report about how things are out there.
Yeah, anxious to see how it's going myself.
Well, Mark, thanks again for taking some time.
Thank you for
inviting
me. Always
good to have you here. You bet. That's Mark Nelson. He's with the Missouri Department of Conservation's. He's a regional forestry director. You'll find more information about our show at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Tomorrow on the program, how Abraham Lincoln's interpretation of the Constitution was well-suited to tolerate the stresses of wartime. And Google announces more details about its high-speed network. Brian McTavish will also swing by with our weekend to-do list. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.